Drinks.
Hey everyone, welcome to Why Mommy Drinks. This is Betsy Stover.
And I'm Amanda Allen.
In this episode, we have director of many comedy TV shows that you love, Ken Whittingham. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Thanks for having me.
Welcome. I'm so glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here. It's going to be a fun night.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So I have three kids. They're all boys, 8, 6, and 3. Mm-hmm.
And then I have three kids. I have an 8-year-old boy and then twin 5-year-old girls.
Wow. And I have three and two boys and a girl. And my girl is the oldest. She is 23. She just turned 23 last week. And I have two more. One is 21 and one is 19.
Oh, so your kids are old.
Yeah.
You're really at that place where they're into adults.
They're becoming adults. They're pretty much adults.
Yeah.
But they don't act like adults. But they eat like adults.
Yeah.
They eat like adults and they demand things like adults and think they have the same rights as adults in the house, at that age.
I feel like maybe your opinion differs.
A little bit.
Do they all live in your house?
No.
Okay.
One lives in the house. We were almost empty nesters. One just graduated from college. Kennedy is her name, and she went to Chapman and majored in film there. And
that's your 21-year-old?
That's my 23-year-old.
Oh, okay.
So she's out in the world and working. And then my son goes to USC. He's 21. And then my other son is 19, and he goes to the University of Arizona. So they're both in college. And,
wow.
And I have to keep working because those tuitions are
I'm not looking forward to it at all.
Crazy, yeah.
I'm not looking forward to it at all. No. Like, we just got out of preschool, and I'm already like, oh, no. It's coming. Before we know it, like, we're going to blink and it'll be college and then three kids in college.
Nightmare.
I keep thinking, like, maybe by then they won't. It'll all be free. Like that NYU doctor program, that one program. Well, everyone else will follow.
New York State. My sister used to live here and she moved. She kept her driver's license for New York State. She moved back to New York State and she finished her education because the governor made state and city schools free if you were a resident.
Wow.
So she's finishing her school for free. So it can be done. So
it can be
hope.
Done. It
Maybe,
can be done.
Yeah.
You just have to figure it out. I really think it can be done in a very economical way.
Agreed.
Especially if you pay somebody off first. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Back up now.
I don't even understand that. I read that article and I was like, why would you pay more than it actually costs to send your kid to school?
Because you want to be able to be at the party and go, my kid goes to Harvard.
Right.
My kid goes to Yale. And that's what it's all about. It's about whose kid goes where.
Really?
It really is. It's sad. And I'm not throwing any shade on those people.
No, yeah.
But I'm just saying that's, I think, the motivation for it.
Yeah. Right. It's like a status thing.
Right.
Totally. Instead of what actually your kid should be doing and what they want to do.
Right.
Well, yeah,
exactly.
Or they should be in a school with their peers, their intellectual peers. I feel kind of bad for some of those kids, too, because they would be kind of out of their depth in a lot of ways.
Absolutely.
That would be stressful.
Well, there was one. She's like a YouTuber. So she's like got a whole career being an influencer, a social influencer. We've talked about that before. Right. Like, what is that job?
Career?
Yeah. But so she does that. And I guess on one of her YouTube shows, she said something along the lines of, I have to go to school. I don't really want to go, but I'm excited for the parties. Right, and so it's she doesn't want to do it.
She was into the games and parties.
That's right.
And she said she's gonna, and then she has to work.
Yeah.
And she has to go to Fiji and there was some couple other places where she was going to New York.
Tough life.
And she's going to talk to the deans, to make sure that it's cleared.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
I have to have a job.
I'm an influencer.
I can't do all that. How can you influence in school?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well,
I almost didn't get here tonight. Can I just tell you right off the bat?
Yeah.
I almost did not get here tonight. Not really. But, I could not extract myself this evening because my kids, my older son, my 8-year-old, had a really, hard day. And so at some point, he was upset and he was crying. And so I picked him up and I held him in my, I was like, let's go sit in the rocking chair. Mm-hmm. And he was like, but there's stuff on it. Cause there's stuff on every chair in my house. And I was like, I'm going to clear off all the stuff and I'm going to hold you and I'm going to rock you in the rocking chair. Like you were a little baby. So, cause we don't do that very often. He's not a cuddly guy. He's like he's like,
why are you touching me?
Like hard and wiry, you know, and he's slippery. Always moving. Yeah. And, it's like trying to cuddle like a live electrical wire. He's, so I held him and I just sort of like rocked him, which I don't remember the last time we've ever done that.
Oh.
And just like talked about how this was his chair and how I got this chair before he was born. And he didn't even know that. He was like, I thought this chair was 3 years old. And I was like, no, I bought it for you. And I used to rock you in it when you were a baby. I would rock you to sleep and I would sing to you in this chair. And he didn't know it. And it was really pleasant. And he really needed that. But then when I went upstairs, my husband was like at the end of his fucking rope.
Right.
And he was like, and I needed to get ready to come here.
Right.
I was like, I'm so sorry. I need to get ready to go. I want to brush my teeth and go do this podcast. But he was like losing his mind in the other room, trying to put the kids, get them ready for bed. And he was like, Benzie, I just need a minute. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I cannot give you a minute. I need to get ready to go. I'm going to be late, which is why I was a little later than I had intended today. he's like, but I just, and I was like, I need to get ready and I need to go. I'm so sorry. You're just going to have to handle it.
Sometime.
And
you use that tone?
Oh, no, I probably.
Oh, okay. I like the idea of you talking to him like that. Like, I'm sorry. I need to leave.
Right.
I am a robot right now. No. He does not feel, because if I do anything that shows any of you that I feel,
no,
I will have
probably
to give in and love you.
But you know what? It's so funny because spouses and I think my spouse, you know, my wife really understood work. And how important it was, but kids, they just have no concept of how important it is, and like work, nothing's more important to me.
Yeah,
you know, and you need to be here. You know, my kids were at a very young age. They, you know, I would have to go to New York, and I have to. I'd love to go to New York, but I did have to, and do 30 Rock.
Yeah,
you know, and so it was a big step for me, a big show for me. And my kids were like, why do you have to go all the way to New York to do that show and be gone from us for 2 weeks and leave us with her?
I'm sure your wife appreciated that.
Well, just one of them, not all of them. Just one of them.
I feel like my kids would say that with her.
And then, but you know, what I was going through is, you know, they go through those teenage years, those crazy little preteen years, which you guys will experience one day. But it gets pretty dicey there. Yeah, it gets pretty dicey. Oh,
everyone who goes on as a teenager always laugh. They do this like giggle, like, ha, 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 you don't even know.
Right, right. And they're like, 30 Rock, it's not even relevant. And I'm like, really? You know, really. But again, they were young. Mm-hmm. They were young and they didn't get that comedy. They didn't understand that really super, super front. Now they're like, oh my God, that's hilarious. That show and The Office, oh my God. So
they were also probably kids, fighting dirty, and they were like, you stay home.
Yeah.
That show is shit.
Exactly. Now, but they loved it when I was doing all that, you know.
Oh, right. You know, that was okay. That was good.
Yeah. All that on Nickelodeon? Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. You must have been the coolest dad.
I was the coolest dad. Yeah. And the Amanda show.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Amanda Bynes. Uh-huh. I was cool then, but when I started doing those I shouldn't say smart shows, but smart shows.
I mean, they are. Smart shows.
So then I had to start putting them on the shows, you know, just like almost like taking them to work. So
like bring your
cool
kid to work day.
Yeah. And I make them extras.
That's fun.
So that's super smart.
Yeah, so that was kind of fun. I would do that every once in a while.
Did that ever backfire? Were they ever like high maintenance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one was one jumped in there and I gave him direction and he took it. He took direction like nobody's business. I was like, this is weird because you are really doing what I'm asking you to do. You
live in, for unlike the first
at
time.
Home. Yeah. Yeah.
So you can take direction. Right, exactly.
You just need all, just the whole cast and crew when you're home.
Right.
That is awesome. That's like when I say candy and then like they just turn their heads. I'm like, you are listening. Right, but yeah, like right. To actually be a director.
Yeah. Extra screen time. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then the other one, the other two, I, you know, one, I gave her a part and I worked, I did a show that they said, well, we really want production value. We really want production value. So I said, all right, I'm going to do this really cool shot. It was a multi-camera show. And I'm going to do this really cool shot where I'm going to pan down and then the scene will start, you know, off this building on the Paramount lot. And I'll put my daughter right in there. It's uncuttable because it's, I'm going to pan down and the moment she walks in, she's going to walk past and then dialogue starts. And of course, you know, in a multi-camera show, when it's 21 minutes to tell a story, that was the first thing they cut. So they cut my daughter out.
Oh.
And she told all her friends at school that she's going to be on the show.
Oh.
So it kind of backfired in a way.
Oh, no.
You know, so it was like, and she still brings it up every time. And then my son, I put him on Everybody Hates Chris. And he had a good time, but he got tired and fell asleep in my chair. So the executive producer's like, why is this kid sleeping in Video Village?
Hey, kid, you're fired.
Exactly.
You'll never work in this town.
I know.
The nerve.
The nerve.
To go sit in that chair and fall asleep.
Sleep. I don't care that you're seven.
That's adorable. Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine bringing my kids to work. And it's hard sometimes when your work is enjoyable, you know,
because
you want to be like, I wish I could stay here. I don't want to go to work.
Right.
You're like, no, I really want to go to New York and film this show and hang out with these really funny, cool, smart people.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. So tonight, then, I was trying to get ready, and then Ajax was like, I need you to hold me in a chair. So I had to get my six-year-old, who's like, he's like 1,000 pounds now. He weighs more than my eight-year-old, by the way, by 7 pounds. He's a big, he's got heavy bones.
Wow.
But yeah, so then I had to hold him. Yeah. But it was like very abbreviated. I felt like such an asshole.
I love you.
But just for a minute, I love you.
Right.
Okay, here we are. Is that good? Are you satisfied? It was not satisfying to him. He was just like,
I need more.
Yeah. I feel very bad.
It's all right. He loves that you sat with him.
I guess.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that the things that they call back later on in life. You remember that time, Mom, when you had to go do that podcast, but you took the time to give me some love. And sometimes they remember the weirdest stuff.
God, I hope that's.
I hope that's the case.
Yeah.
Because it happens, you know, both ways. You know, they remember the stuff like. My son just brought up to me the other day. Remember that time you told me you were going to stab me?
No. You dreamt that. That was a dream. No. No. Shit. I'm always hoping they'll forget stuff like that. Oh, no. That is not what I thought you were going to say. What did you say?
We were so funny. I'll never forget. One of those guilty times in New York, I was doing 30 Rock. And the kids were like, oh, Dad. And I'm like, okay, guess what? It was Easter break. I said, I'm going to fly you guys out here. It's just going to meet the boys, my two sons. I was like, you're going to fly out. We're going to hang out. We're going to go to the set. We're going to go to the next game.
Oh, you know, perfect.
Yeah, we're going to have a ball, you know. So they're cool. They came out. And my son, you know, my one son, I said I wasn't going to mention any names, but if I told the story, but he won the Carmelo Anthony jersey. So he went, you know, and got his Carmelo Anthony jersey. And then we go to Ray's Pizza.
Yeah.
You know, we go have some pizza.
You did it up.
Yeah, we're doing it up, right? So then we leave Ray's Pizza and we go somewhere else. And I'm like, where's your jersey?
Oh, no.
I left it at Ray's. Oh my God! So of course we go back to Ray's and it's gone.
Yeah,
you know, you know, and I'm just like, you know, but all but all in all, it was
Then you were like, and I'm gonna stab.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot the stab part. And then, so, that's right. I got sidetracked. So I said, so he goes like this. He said, I left it at raised. I said, oh, Miles, I just feel like stabbing you. And I don't know why that came out of my mouth. You know, like
you felt stabbing him.
No, but I'm not a stabber.
Well, you were in that moment. I feel like parenthood makes us learn all sorts of things about ourselves.
Yeah. And it was just, you know, and he...
I'm a yeller. Yeah. I didn't know you're a stabber to be.
No, but we've all been there where you just say it and then you go, oh, I just said that.
Right. Why did I say stab? You know? And I think he might have been a little frightened at that point. You know? And, well, but he brings it up from time to time. Dad, remember that time you said that? You were stabbing me? I didn't mean it. Well, what'd you mean? Well, I don't know. I was just mad. And a stab came out of my mouth.
Well, let me ask you a question, Ken. Uh-huh. Did he ever leave another jersey in a Ray's pizza?
No, he hasn't.
Well, then I guess that proves that you did the right thing.
I did the right thing. I put that fear in him.
So, Amanda, what has broken you?
So I... St. Patrick's Day just hit.
Yes, that's correct.
And we don't really do anything for St. Patrick's Day.
No, you don't get really shit-faced.
We don't. And now there's this new thing where they're teaching kids to do leprechaun traps to trap the leprechaun or something. I don't know. I'm not into it.
This was something at my kids' school. Yeah, no. I don't understand quite what it was. And I wasn't interested.
Sometimes I'll tell my kids, oh, you should look for a four-leaf clover. And then I say, go for it. And they just sit there. I'm like, yeah, good luck. But
oh, my God, is that what our parents were doing all those times?
Yes, they were just.
Shit.
Yes. And yet, you're going to not want to do it. You'll see it. And you'll be like, there it is. Go find a four-leaf clover. And it's great. They just sit there for a long period of time looking through clover. But good for time suck. But so. I might cook something or whatever, or be like, happy St. Patrick's Day, but that's about as far as it gets in the house. We're not Irish. We don't, there's nothing.
Nobody's wearing green or anything.
Maybe if we remember, we'll wear green, but it's like, it's not, it just is, it's just a fun day where you're like, it's a fun day. It makes it a little different than the rest, but it's not like a reason to, we don't really go to town on it. It's not like let's travel to see the Green River. And like, we're not fanatics about it. But so, my son spent the night at his friend's house the night before St. Patrick's Day and had a great time and came home. We were here. It was St. Patrick's Day. It's fine. So the next morning, I wake up and my kids are all crying. And I was like, what is going on? They all came in crying and they're like, the leprechaun did not come. And I was like, what do you mean? Wait, hold on. What are you talking about? They were like, we put money out and books and we were waiting and he didn't come. And I was like, wait.
Yo.
The leprechauns don't come to our house. I don't know what you're talking about. Apparently at the sleepover, a leprechaun came.
Whoa.
Gave my son's friend presents. Not my son.
Leprechaun's kind of shitty.
Yeah. There are so many things that are a little bit shitty about all of it.
Maybe don't invite someone over to if that leprechaun. Okay.
So then he came back and was like, well, this is how it works. You do these things. You put out the money in the books. And I was like, wait, you put money out? I don't know.
How much money?
Right. I mean, a leprechaun might come if you can find a lot of money. I can make something happen.
What draws a leprechaun in? What are leprechauns ultimately want?
Gold. They want gold.
Is that what they want?
They want gold.
They're coming for gold.
That's right.
So I guess they found change and they put change out. Like, here you go, little leprechaun, and some books. Because I guess they were willing to get rid of their books. But... nobody told us about it. So then they were brokenhearted when they woke up and everything was still there. And then we were like, oh, no, leprechauns don't come to our house. And then they were just like, what do you mean? And then they were like, they go to house. And so that's when I found out that the leprechaun had come to the house on St. Patrick's Day. They're not even Irish. They're Indian and Spanish. They are not Irish.
That was going to be my next question.
Yes,
I was
going to ask right. Really Irish. Like, maybe they're Irish and it's their thing.
That's
no.
Opinion, no.
No, they're Indian and Spanish. Like, full Spaniard. Like, he's, like, from Spain, first generation. Like, they're
Wait,
not...
who?
parents.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your family.
No,
I was
not
like,
my
you
family.
Are?
Can't you tell?
Hello, I am Amanda.
I'm Amanda Allen. I am Spanish.
I am from
Spain. That's just like, wait a second. So, no, but they did this, but then so got the leprechaun visiting in West Ditton. And then I just sat there and I was like, what the? This is not okay. They can do what they want to do in their house. Like, everybody can do it. But it is not okay. Like, I'm tired of the holidays turning into bigger and bigger and bigger things.
Way too much.
It's like every month there's like a thing coming to my house to give gifts to my kids.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, this is not, like, pretty soon there's going to be like the St. Valentine coming
Right. What are all these rose petals everywhere? Exactly. Yeah. Oh, see, Valentine came in the night.
And then you have to explain all that to your kids.
Yeah.
You
know, why doesn't the leprechaun come to our house?
Yeah. Why did the tooth fairy? Then you got to get to the Santa Claus.
So many lies.
It's just like so many things. And then, but then, like, to just look at them and be like, not in our house. Like, I don't have an answer for why, but just not here. Like, it's just...
When people say to
me,
like...
Or give me a heads up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As a parent, we do this thing, and we're going to do this thing, and we're not including your kid in it.
Right, exactly. Heads up would have been nice.
You know,
yeah.
And they could have just, like, put a quarter and been like, this is for Wes. I wasn't anticipating he'd spend the night or something. Like,
it would have been like, could have explained it to him. Like, oh, he only comes to our house because...
Now, Betsy, have you ever heard of anything like that?
Yes.
You really?
Really?
Only this year, though. This was the first year I've ever heard of, like, leprechaun traps and stuff. And there was one... My 6-year-old son came home from school and he was like, Mama, we caught a leprechaun. There was a leprechaun that we caught. And I was like, wait, what? What did it look like? What did it do? And he's like, well, I mean, I didn't see it, but it was there. I mean,
he was short
far away.
And he murdered people. Yeah. Do you remember that movie? The horror film, The Leprechaun?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was scary.
Jennifer Aniston,
leprechaun coming to my house.
Her old nose. I don't know. Honestly, it was one of those things where I kept hearing about it and I was like, nope. Yeah. I'm not even going to let it in. I was the same way with Elf on a Shelf.
No.
When people were like, Elf on a Shelf.
No.
And I was like, fuck no.
Yeah, yeah.
People ask me. Enough to do.
Yeah, they go to my kids and like, do you have an Elf on the Shelf? And my kids are always like, no. Huh. No. And I'm like, nope. We moved. Wow. They don't know where we live. Like,
yeah.
Just like,
I cannot
keep up with like what to feed them every day.
Oh my God. We do an advent calendar. That is enough.
Yeah.
Plus an elf on the shelf. Fuck you.
Well,
you.
Did I tell you about this? And is the same family that sent for a sleepover and they sent their elf on the shelf with him. And I was like,
oh God.
Wait a minute. Just so I'm clear, elf on a shelf is a physical.
It's a physical elf.
And he sits. Nightmare, Ken.
And he sits on a shelf. And what does he do?
Yeah. So then every night when you're sleeping,
if you touch him, he'll die. You're not allowed to touch him.
If you touch him, you die. But every night when you go to sleep, he moves. He goes into different parts of the house,
and
he's watching you to tell Santa if you're good.
And he does, like, silly things. So every night, you have to, like, arrange him in some fucking, like...
Different place.
Diorama.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you gotta, like, clean it up and shit.
Right.
Like, oh, my God.
My elf on the shelf would never move, and then I'd have to be like, I don't know what happened.
He's been there for 3 weeks.
Oops.
Yeah.
He's keeping an eye on you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only way we would do it is if it never moved.
No, he lives
there. Like, there it is. That's where he is.
Put it in a real central place in the house.
No, he moved
like
a little
right
bit.
Near the front door. You come in, all right? He knows you're here.
But, man, I bet if you went, like, on Instagram and looked up, like, # elf on a shelf, I bet you would see the most insane things that people have done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's got the no.
That yeah.
It's like the bento box of Christmas.
Yes,
know?
And that's what's happening to holidays now is it's turning into such a Pinterest
like competitive.
Here's this thing. It's like now here's a holiday, so you have to create a character and do this thing. And
there's a lot of pressure for parents to make magical moments for their kids, right? Mm-hmm. That's the word that keeps coming back is a magical.
Yeah.
Their childhood needs to be magical, and it's on you,
right,
the parent,
to make it magical.
To make it magical.
I'm
birthday parties need to be magical.
Go look for the four-leaf clover. Good luck.
Magical.
I know. I think about me, my first child. she's one, and we're like, let's have a pony.
Yeah. For the 1 year old.
Yeah. and we at the time we had a big backyard and the pony just went around in a circle and everything, and she doesn't remember that. No, we were making a magical moment for her. She's gonna remember.
It was just for the birthday party.
Picture. Yeah, it was just for
the birthday. I thought you meant just forever.
No.
Like, let's get a pony first.
No, no.
I was like, wow.
No, no. Wow, Ken. 30 Rock must be paying well. No, it was just for the birthday party.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and you know, maybe we have a picture around, and but we do really fun, interesting things with the first one.
Yeah.
And the second one and third one's like,
Yeah, you're like, oh, you're one. Congratulations.
Cool.
My third kid, we didn't even have a party. We were just like, oh God, it's Odie's. Okay. Get a cupcake. Oh, fuck. get a bagel, put a candle in it. Happy birthday. Okay, good night. Yeah. Oh, this is such a failure.
Care.com is our sponsor this week, Betsy.
Care.com. Tell us, Amanda, you've used Care.com.
I have.
Tell us all about it.
So I was driving cross country and I went online on the app and I signed up and I said, this is what I need. This is what I'm looking for, like in a caretaker for my kids.
Oh, so Care.com is an easy and reliable way to find care for everyone in the family.
That's right. So it doesn't have to be just your kids, but that's how I used it.
That's right. You can be
housekeeper,
cleaning,
yep.
Dog walkers.
That's right. There's so many different ways that you can get people to help you with your daily house tasks or just to help you take care of your kids or your life. We found one. We had a babysitter. She babysat for my kids for months.
Oh, nice.
While we lived here, and was amazing. She was probably my favorite babysitter we've had out west. Super nice and amazing. And she got a lot of her jobs through care.com. And
yeah. And I know what it's like to have to like scramble for a sitter or hope that someone is vetted and, you know, just like, oh, I hope my crazy friend is telling the truth about this babysitter being, you know what I mean?
Where they build a tent in your backyard. I've heard the story. On care.com, you know, you're getting reliable, like true, like good sitters.
That's right. It's the world's largest digital marketplace for finding and managing family care. You can find care for everyone in the family, whether you need childcare while you're at work or you just want to line up a date night sitter. Care.com is there for you. You can find sitters, nannies, housekeepers, dog walkers, senior care, tutors.
Yeah, they do background checks, reference checks. I mean, all of it. They make sure that whoever comes to your house has the qualifications that you want them to have, and they do all that work for you.
That's right. And at care.com, you can find, book, and pay for care all in one place.
Right. So it's all done there instead of like the awkward at the end of the night. Like, here's some.
Oh, do you take Venmo? I don't have cash. Do you take a check? No. It's all there on care.com. Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
But also for our listeners, you can get 30% off care.com premium membership. So if you want to save 30% off a care.com premium membership, all you have to do is visit care.com/WMD when you subscribe, and you'll get 30% off a premium membership, which is pretty awesome.
That is super awesome.
Hey, Betsy, who's sponsoring us this week?
Why, it's Poshmark.
Oh, you love Poshmark.
I really do love Poshmark. I've been using it a ton. I've been selling all sorts of stuff. I've been buying all sorts of stuff. So Poshmark is an app. You can download it for free, and it gives you access to, you can shop from millions of closets across America. So instead of buying new things, and honestly, I often do buy new things. I've gotten a bunch of shirts and Taylor Loft shirts, like for work and stuff.
Sounds cute.
And they've been new with tags, or they look like they're brand new. I've been selling a bunch of my kids like old snow boots and clothes that they've just all outgrown. I've been using, you can buy bras like new with tags. you can get all sorts everything, of stuff.
It sounds like.
Yeah, I got a purse.
The seasons are hitting us and going away. And so with each season, you need new clothes for your kids, for yourself, whatever. And on Poshmark, you can get those clothes and then resell them after.
Exactly. And you don't have to pay full price.
Right.
Which is huge. So you can download that free Poshmark app. You have, there are tons of brands to shop from. Like whatever your favorite brands are, you can even tell it to like, bring me like a queen, bring me all the Anthropology the Gap and the Torrid. And
which is so fun when you're sitting in a doctor's office waiting for your kid's physical, you can still shop. It's like going to the mall on your phone.
Yeah. But it's also like a cheap mall where there's like lots of stuff to choose from.
Curated for you.
And I can speak from experience that shipping is easy for both the buyer and the seller. And it's super fast. It's so easy. When you sell something, it like walks you through the process. And then you just have to print off a label. You put it on the box. You send it off. It's that easy.
So do we have a code for our listeners?
Yes, we do. And oh, and by the way, if you want to come find me, I'm UCBT_Betsy on Poshmark. You can come shop my closet. No big deal. All right. So yes, listeners of Why Mommy Drinks, that's you. Get $5 off your first purchase. Just enter the invite code Why Mommy Drinks. That's all one word. It's the name of our fucking show. When you sign up, that's invite code Why Mommy Drinks. It's so easy to remember. $5 off your first purchase.
Poshmark.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So much has broken me in like incremental ways this week, but I thought I might go back and tell the very first story that started this podcast.
Oh,
I don't think I've ever told it. Sporting goods store?
Oh.
Have I told it?
I don't know.
In an official episode? Because I don't think I have.
Oh, I don't know.
I told it in the very first episode that sounded like shit that we threw away.
Yeah, so tell it now.
Okay. So this is the story that started the podcast because I had this experience and I wrote it up and I posted it in our mom's group. And then Amanda was like, hey, we should just do a podcast where we share stories like this. And I was like, done. So this was, it would have been like maybe 3 years ago, right? So my sons, my two older sons, I don't think my third son even existed at this point. Yeah. So my two older sons were signed up for soccer and they had done it, I think, the previous year. But I had bought like really shitty shin guards. And I was like, we got to buy good shin guards. These, whatever the fuck I bought, they're super terrible. And they don't look like anything that anyone else owns. And I don't know what I bought, but I bought them because they were like $5. And everything else was like 13. So I was like, okay, we need to buy new shin guards for the new thing that starts tomorrow, the new season. And we need to buy cleats. So there was like only one time on one day that we were able to do it. So I was like, okay, there's a lot of pressure. We have to make this work. So something happened. I had to pick them up late and I was like, fuck. And they're all like angry and, you know, they haven't eaten, you know, and I'm trying to give them snacks to stave them off. And I finally make it to the sporting goods store. And first of all, I can't figure out where to park and I go around the building a few times and the kids are starting to get more agitated. I finally park, I go in and it's like, there's like no one to help me. And so I'm kind of wandering around and I don't know, I never did soccer. So I don't know what to buy. And I didn't want, usually I buy everything online and I'm just like, hope these fit.
Right.
Cause I'm not fucking around. And in fact, actually now that's right. Because now I bought I bought on Amazon, mom hack.
Mom hack.
I've talked about this on our Facebook page, but on our Facebook group rather, on Amazon, you can buy those a wooden measuring stick thing for shoes.
Really?
Yes.
And it works?
And it works. And you can use it for your whole family. So I measure their feet when I need to get shoes. I measure their foot at home, and then I get everything on fucking line.
I hate shoes.
I hate shoes too. So I get everything on Zappos. I'm like, here are the shoes. You know, what color do you want? I pick them all out. I get like a few pairs for them to try on. They get to keep one or two, and then I send the rest back, and it's all free shipping.
Did you see the video when I went shoe shopping last time?
No.
When my kids, I go to Nordstrom Rack usually to get their shoes, because you can get good shoes at a better price.
Great shoes.
Yeah. But my kids go in the middle of those racks, and then they just go up and down, and I have a video of just their feet dangling and then going up. And going down, and going up, and going down. Like, that's what they do in Nordstrom Rack. I hate. Like, I love shoe shopping, but I can't stand
it. Are those circle racks?
Yeah.
Like, when we were
kids. So they hold on to them and spin.
Oh.
And then they go up in them, too. Oh, so, like, it looks like a little Cirque du Soleil, like a little thing in there, where you're like, what is going on?
I feel like I would always go in those, and my mom would be, like, hysterical. Like, she wouldn't be able to find me.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Where are you? Where are you? Well, I will usually sit and I'm just done in a pile of shoes because I can't figure out what fits them because they don't want the shoes that fit them. The ones that don't fit them.
Yeah. I can't even. I've never taken them shoe shopping.
Don't. Don't.
Oh, it's the worst.
Sounds like a nightmare.
It's the worst.
Yeah. It's the worst.
So girls will put on heels and they're like.
No.
And see, my kids, they love, you know, they're still into. Well, my boys are still into athletic shoes. So. They want to go to Foot Locker, and they're like, well, you know, LeBron has some new shoes.
The expensive shoes.
What? We are not paying $200 for some shoes.
And sneakers are getting expensive. Somebody just got, like, Gucci sneakers, and they were, like, $700, and they're Gucci. They're really nice looking, though.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah.
Get one of those things on Amazon.
All right.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
So I go in. I can't find anything. I don't even know where to look. The sporting goods store is huge. I finally sort of find the place where stuff is, but then there's no one there to help me, and I need someone to help me. And in the meantime, my kids are like so excited to be in this store. Ajax, there's big basketball or soccer ball display, and each ball is in like a little cardboard box, but you can put your hands right in it and scoop the ball out. So he's doing that to all the balls in the display. He is taking the balls all out of their boxes and like throwing them in the aisle. And I'm like, fuck, 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 fuck. And then, so I go back, I go up and I'm like, I need someone to help me. And they're like, okay. And I go back and then, oh, here's a guy. There's a man here and he's helping someone. He was helping like a middle-aged white man and his like 13-year-old son. And it's just molasses, and it's so slow. And I'm standing right there, and I'm like staring at him, like. And my kids are like running around, and every now and then I'm like, put that down, like stop it, Ajax, put it down, Rex, stop it. And they're having a blast, and so. I'm just like, oh man, it's everything to be like, hey, do you have fucking eyes? Like, do you see what's happening here? Right. I'm sure this grown man and his very big son can figure their shit out. Maybe take a fucking break and help me because my kids are gonna tear down your store and I'm gonna turn into fire.
Right. Every time you tell this story, I just wish that you could have been like, hello, 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 hello,
like a weird a little alarm. Yeah. Hello, I'm just gonna keep saying it until you pay attention.
Exactly.
It made me so angry. So finally he's done helping, and this guy's just molasses. I'm like, okay. So by the time he helps me, I'm like so in a tizzy. Mm. I'm like so crazy. I'm like, I'm so sorry. So I just really need to get, you know, whatever the fuck I needed. I need to get cleats and I need to get shin guards, and I just don't know what to buy, and I don't know what sizes the shin guards are because I did it before and it was wrong, and please help me. In the meantime, as I'm talking to this guy, Rex has found the section where they have all the little hand weights.
Mm-hmm.
And he And he's walking around the store, pumping them, like he's working on his biceps. And he every now and then he comes by me and he's like, "Mama, I'm getting energy. Look!" And he's pumping them. And then his brother joins him with the hand weights, and they're throwing him. They're throwing the hand weights. And so I'm talking to this guy, and I'm like, and I'm like, "Okay, so can you just show me these shin guards?" And he's like, and as he's like languidly showing me these shin guards, I just hear like clang clang. I'm getting energy, like all like throwing, yeah. And it's like two aisles over. So I keep like right. kind of like, "Oh, hold on," and I don't want to like run away because yeah. he's gonna fucking help some other person.
Yeah. But he's still just talking super slow. Yeah.
And he's so slow, and so every now and then I'm like, "Okay, hold on," and then I'll just kind of like, "Yeah." Like, please stop running those hand weights. And like, okay, just explain to me the sock situation. I'm clink, 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 throwing balls. Like, I'm pretty sure they may have thrown balls at people. Like, it was just such a yeah. shit show. So that went on for a long time. And then, of course, they're my kids. So at some point, they are fighting each other and being crazy. And no one is listening to me. So I finally get the shit that I need. Mm-hmm. I've just fucking had it. I've had it. I just cannot. And that was the other thing. I was like, I need to get this done with as fast as possible because this is a nightmare, period, full mm-hmm. stop. Mm-hmm. So we go to the front to check out, and the kids are fighting and touching everything. And I was just like, "You sit there, you sit there." And I make them like sit on the floor, like away from each other. But I made a mistake. I made them sit. Oh, and P.S. Everyone in the store is like, "Look at this lady. Right, what a Looney Tunes."
Right. She can't control her kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She can't control her kids. She sure seems angry.
Right.
Yes. Her
problem.
That's just how my face looks now. So I put Ajax by this like weird thing where I guess when you buy something that comes with a hanger, they take the hanger off and they put it on this like, I don't know, it's like a weird triangle and the hanger fits over it. And so this thing is filled with hangers. And so I'm like, "Go sit there." And he's like, and he's like playing with all these hangers and it's super loud. And he starts taking the hangers off the top and like throwing them.
Oh, no.
And oh God, that's right. I forgot about this. At some point when I was getting help from the man in with the cleats and stuff, I said something like, because he clearly I was a mess. Mm. Like it was, I was not hiding it in any way. And at some point I said something like, "Ha ha ha, I'm going to go home and murder my children." Or something like weird and terrible and like horrifying. But like clearly it was a joke and it was in reaction to my kids being like completely insane in this store and just like and he looked back at me though like,
"Am I gonna have to call CPS?"
Yes. He was like, "Oh my God, I'm gonna need to call the cops." And it was so embarrassing. I was like, "Oh no, I'm a monster and this person doesn't get that I'm joking because I need to like have this moment of levity."
Do you think anybody goes into a sporting goods store and has a good experience?
Oh my God. By myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I even go in by myself and I'm like, like there's just so much to choose from and you don't know unless you're really a pro. And then the people there are always busy. Like it just, it feels like
they really don't. Yeah. They're like, they see you and they're like, they duck behind a aisle.
It's like, I don't know if you've ever been to the Target in Brooklyn, but it's the worst Target in the whole entire world. You go in and anybody who works there is hiding and you're does anyone work here? There's nothing on the shelves.
Right.
It's the worst. But that's how it feels in a sporting goods store.
You know what they also do at a sporting goods store? There's always a game on the monitors. And so there's always like about three or four people just kind of
watching a show. The game. Yes.
Yeah. And you're like,
"You're right.
All right. Cool game. All right." So you have any K-Swiss?
"Can I give you money for some things?"
Yeah. You know what I do? You know what I do a lot of times? That is kind of rude, but I don't care.
I'm loving it already.
I just go up and I go, and they're clearly, work there. And I go up and say, "Excuse me, do you work here?" You know, oh yeah, we do. You know, I'm like, okay, well, I need some help. Let's go. You know,
I don't think that's rude. I think that's direct.
It is no, it is. It's good. I
do
need
you
some
work
help.
Here.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Then
let's get this.
Let's get the show on the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think anyone worked here.
I know you have
no one was.
I know you have a referee's uniform on.
Oh. Yeah. Do you work here, or are you just a referee coming by? On your way to a game? Got distracted behind this counter?
I should use that with my kids. I'm sorry, but do you live here? I could use some help.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah.
Do you live here? Are you my son?
But do you live here?
I'm sorry. Did I give birth to you? Okay, good. Then you're going to need to listen.
Right.
I think that was my story. I'm sure there were a lot of details that I have like erased from my mind. But yeah. Oh, and then I went home and I was like, husband, make me a martini. I will be in my room retiring for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Because did you get them? You did get the shin guards.
I got everything I needed because
it's a success.
This bitch takes care of shit, you know?
Yeah,
I wouldn't have gotten them. But I suffer through them.
No, I would have walked out and been like, oh, I didn't get the shin guards.
But it was like, well, they have soccer tomorrow and I had to do it.
Yeah.
So, Ken, please tell us, what has broken you? You are on the other side of this journey in a lot of ways, which is so fascinating, I think, to both.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so you've lived the life of a father.
Right, right. My kids are on the other side of things, and they're, you know, they pretty much break me every day, you know.
Still.
Fuck. You know,
Amanda, shit. I thought we were going to get a break.
No, in little ways, you know, they break you in little ways. Like yesterday. Let's see, yesterday.
Oh, Jesus. He's not kidding. It's every day.
Every day.
But like yesterday.
Yeah. What was yesterday?
Oh, my God. We're going to be here years from now, and we're still going to have stories every week.
Yeah. My wife and I were sitting at home, and my daughter, you know, she's 23, and she's got a job, and she goes, oh, she calls us. She goes, oh, man, you know, I'm not feeling really good today. And I'm like, really? What's wrong? She goes, oh, I don't know. I ate a couple of bagels this morning. Right after I ate them, I just really started feeling bad. I think I might be having chest pains. And my wife's like, well, no. And I'm like, well, maybe you should go to urgent care. I'm all, go to urgent care. She goes, my wife's like, I think you have indigestion. Just go to, you know, go to Walgreens and get some, you know, some antacid or something.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, no. I think I'm going to be okay, but maybe I should go to urgent care. Oh, but I'm going to go by the Apple store first because my screen's cracked. And I'm like, well, it's not too bad. We're gonna go
it's, not so it's not so urgent.
It's not so urgent.
Oh my God. I might be having a heart attack.
What if I'm in the hospital, Dad, and I have to be on my phone, and if it's cracked, I can't see? I'll be so bored waiting.
Exactly. And a couple hours later, she shows up and she's got the screen. She has a new phone, actually, and did not make it to Walgreens or the or urgent care. I was like, so how you feeling? Better, but still a little. I'm like, oh, yeah. So they're small. They break you in small ways.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah. Because you're like, my job is to teach you how to be a person.
Right, right.
And this was not my plan. My plan was to make a person who would go to the doctor on their own accord.
And then the one thing that really kind of, I guess, breaks me, all three of them do, and this is our fault. And this is a good piece of parenting, I guess, I think. Make them do chores because we were so lazy and not making them do things because it was just easier for us to do it ourselves.
Yes. I need to hear this, Ken.
Yeah.
This is...
It was just... And they grew up and now they don't know how to do shit.
Yes, we were just talking about this.
They don't clean up behind themselves. They don't know. I mean, it's really bad. And it's our fault. You know, it's our fault. And so that's just so when they're all three in the house, like a couple of weeks ago, they were all on spring. Well, my sons were on spring break and my daughter's home. And we spent the whole day, every day, just cleaning up their shit, you know, just mm-hmm. pick it up. I mean, mm-hmm. and it's really bad. I mean, they'll eat in their room and just leave the bags water bottles everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's like, see, that's our fault.
Yeah. You
know, we weren't.
It's hard, so though.
It's hard.
Because, like, my kids are at the age where they should start doing chores.
Same.
And it does, it's hard to, like, all I do is say the same thing over and over. Yes. Put your shoe on, eat your dinner. So it's like another thing to be like, put your clothes away, make your bed.
Even with those things, they're like, no. Like,
right. Okay, I can't believe you making me.
You're so mean. You're
so mean.
Make me put shoes on. Yeah, so to
that's when you say, I'm sorry. Do you live here?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh,
I'm going to need some help.
Right.
Sports Authority, them.
Amazing. I mean, we realized when our kids moved out, we had to teach them how to operate the washing machine.
Yeah.
They did not know how to wash their clothes.
Yeah,
right.
You know, right.
I think I was kind of like abused in a way. You
know? Yeah. Yeah.
By your children?
No, by my mother. You know, because I had to do everything.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, my mother was like, it was just my mother and I grew up just with my mom. And she was like, I will go to work and I will bring home a check. But this house is going to be clean every day. It's going to be clean. The lawn is going to be mowed every week.
Yeah.
Everything is happening. I'm not lifting a finger for the most part.
You were her wife.
Yeah, I was her wife. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's and a so lot of responsibility
for a
kid.
It was a lot of responsibility. And my wife was the same. Her mother was like, no, you get your chores Saturday morning. Everybody's washing walls, washing all the smudges off the walls and everything. You know, it was a thing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But in this, I don't know if it's a generational thing. I don't know if it's a sign of the times where we don't want to be too hard on our kids or whatever. But I really think we do them a disservice if we don't have them do chores.
Yeah. Do you think part of it was because you and your wife both had to work so hard as kids that you were like,
that too.
Oh, well, let's just let them have what we... Yeah.
Let them sleep late.
Oh.
My mother, literally, I would come home as a teenager. It's like, come home at like, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the morning from a party.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, and I think she's sleeping. And she goes, sleep fast because you got to mow that lawn at 6 a.m. before it gets too hot out there.
That's smart.
Like, shit.
Yes.
You know? But that was real, you know, and... You know, back then we had one of those push mowers,
yeah.
And it was hot. Oof. in the city of Pasadena.
I had some chores. I don't know. It took me a long time to learn how to take care of myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. If, you know what it was? It took me a long time to figure out, chores and cleaning, it's a daily maintenance thing.
Yeah. Mm.
It's not like a once a week then you rush and clean the house. It's like, no, every day you do a little bit to maintain a general cleanliness.
Right.
And for whatever reason, I learned that really late.
Yeah, no, I was expected to do a lot in my house. I had to wash my clothes.
Wow.
I did a lot. And then if I wanted anything, I had to earn it. So if I wanted like nice shampoo or anything like that, my mother would never buy it.
Oh, wow.
If I wanted Coca-Cola, my mother wouldn't buy it.
Right.
Like, so I had to work. Like I would babysit or do whatever I could. And then I would go buy I remember I wanted like a night. They came out with nice toothbrushes. It's like so silly. I was like, I really want that nice toothbrush. And my mom was like, we're not spending $6 on a toothbrush. You know,
right.
She's a child of the Depression.
Right,
so she
right.
was like,
oh,
no,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't.
Yeah.
That's a waste of money.
That's frippery.
This toothbrush. Yeah. It's fine. Floss your teeth and brush your teeth. You don't need all these extra things. That's out there just charging you for a piece of plastic.
Right, right, right.
And I was like, I want that toothbrush. So like she'd be like, well, if you want it, then you have to pay for it with your own money. And that like, it was the same way at home too. Like, you want your clothes, you take care of yourself.
Yeah.
My mother was a child of the Depression.
Yeah.
And she would say, it was so funny, I remember like all the kids in the, you know, Christmas, you know, like be 1 year where everybody's like, all right, we're all going to ask for 10 speed, you know. And day came, I had a 5 speed. I'm like, well, how come I didn't get a 10 speed? Cost too much.
Yes.
You know, you don't need all those gears.
You don't need 10. Five will get you where you have to go.
You don't need a TV with a remote control. You get up out of bed, turn the channel.
You turn it on, you get back in bed.
Exactly.
It's good enough.
Right.
But
But the other thing that kind of breaks me.
Yeah.
Even to this day, I have one child who he throws up a lot. You know, he vomits a lot.
Yes.
You know, and
I have a tricky gag reflex kid.
Yeah.
One time he threw, the babysitter came over and she left and I came home and I went into the bathroom and I was like, what is that awful smell? and I sort of sniffed it and I realized someone had thrown up in the sink.
Oh man.
And I was like, I was like, Ari, ask the babysitter who threw up? And she had no idea.
Yeah.
And I think he was he's such a tricky gag reflex. Yeah. I think he just got excited, drank too much milk, went into the bathroom, threw up in the sink, and then was like, all right,
back to our regular program.
Yeah.
No, this one, he gets motion sickness real easy. And so I can't really harm him, or it really doesn't break me, but it's just always right at the, you know, like we're driving somewhere and
he doesn't see it coming.
No, he's like, I'm not feeling too good, and then literally like 5 seconds later,
and it's all been like car.
That, car, you know, on a plane, just everywhere, all the time, you know, not all the time, but a lot of times,
yeah,
and so that's. You know, and to this day, and I think it's dehydration, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just don't think he drinks enough water. Oh. So that might be it.
My kid, who throws up all the time, doesn't drink much water.
Maybe it is a dehydration
thing. Yeah, because it's really.
Oh, I can't handle vomit. Yeah. I'm so glad. So far, knock on wood, none of my kids have a tricky gag reflex. Ugh. So when they vomit, it's usually like, oh, no.
But oh, my God. He can't even... The fact that he doesn't see that it's coming. Yeah. That's awful.
And let me tell you the worst.
Oh, please.
One time... Oh, he's going to kill me.
You haven't said his name. We don't know who he is. No one has Wikipedia. It's fine.
Okay. I put him on a show. He wanted to be an extra on a show because there was a girl on the show that he really was just into. And so we show up. We're on the set. And he, you know, craft service in the morning. You know, he goes over there and he has some honey bacon, you know. Mm. And he's eating honey bacon. And so then we do the scene. And then right during the scene, I look at it, and it's a classroom scene. So the girl that he likes is literally almost like right in front of him. So I placed him near her, right?
Good dad.
So he's the coolest
thing ever.
Right. Oh. So he's sitting there, and then all of a sudden I look at him, and I'm like, he's not looking too good.
Oh no.
So I'm like, oh my God. And so then I go over to him. I'm like, you all right, man? He goes, I just threw up.
No.
And I'm like, well, where is it? He goes, I swallowed it. Oh. Because he didn't want to be embarrassed, you know. And I was like, oh, my God. That's a tough dude right there. Because, for the love of a woman, right?
Oh, it could have gone in her hair.
Right. Oh, can you imagine?
Right.
Oh
my God, I felt so bad for him. And so the rest of the day, so right away I was like, all right, man, just go to my trailer and you go.
Oh my God, that's horrible. Oh. Is that the same one? The same one with the tricky gag reflex?
Yeah, same one. So, and you know, so still, it's just something. I don't know what. I don't know what it is, but you know, but I'm kind of, I get a little motion sickness too, so I can kind of relate to him. Like I can't, like to this day, I can't ride in the back of the car. I can't be in the back seat.
Me neither.
Be in the back of a van. I can't, I can't be on a boat. I'll be if I'm on a boat.
Yeah.
Unless it's a huge, big, I'll be sick right away.
Yeah, I get sick too. I get sick in the backseat of cars. As I've gotten older, I've gotten sicker. Like it bothers me more. It's like my equilibrium changed.
Yeah.
As I got older, I just can't even handle things that move.
I just want to throw up on everything.
Oh, thank you, Ken, for coming and talking to us from the other side.
Oh man, things. You know, I think honestly, I think things do. I'm not gonna say they get better.
He's like, no, it's still.
pretty, that's better. It's just show. Different. It's just different.
It's just different.
It's just
that's
different.
Fucking
it's just
what a, everyone yeah. says, Amanda.
It's just different. You know,
it is what everyone
it's
says.
It's just different, it's especially just different. When they come home from college. Oh man, when they come from college and they've been on their own for a while, then yeah. they come back, they're like, well, can you move your car? No, that's my car. You don't, what? What? You know, can you do this? Can you do that? Yeah, I don't like the way you did this. You know, they become.
They've got notes for you.
Yeah, they got notes. So that's interesting, wow. you know, because, but it's, you know, it's, I guess, having that independence for a while, yeah. being your own boss for a while, yeah. it gets kind of rubbed off, I guess.
And I think I did that to my parents now that I think about it.
Yeah, I think yeah. I did too.
I like to think about, I left, yeah. I went to New York, and then I came back, and I just thought I was.
Yeah.
I live in New York City.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And I would just come back and was like, ugh.
Yeah.
I can't believe you do this like that. And it was yeah. just like, oh,
yeah. yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm sure I went back to my dad's house.
Yeah.
And I was just like, ugh. is there anything you would like to can people follow you on social media? What sure. what can they see? How can they see your work?
Okay, I'm on Instagram. I think it's Kenny Witt. Yeah, it's Kenny Witt on Instagram, and on Twitter it's Ken Whittingham. Yeah.
Excellent.
And on Facebook it's Ken Whittingham. Yeah. So I guess I got in early where I could use my real name. I don't know yeah. if I should use your real name anymore. It's kind of weird.
What?
Yeah, I don't
yes,
know.
You should. What are you talking about?
I think it's good. Now yeah, you should. Before you shouldn't. You. But then, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that's how people find you. True. It's a terrible. I feel like whenever we have friends who are like, oh, but I go by, you know, like
Lassiter.
Exactly. You know? I can't fucking find you. Yeah. I have a lot of comedian friends who have weird names. And yeah. it's like, I wish you would just say that it's Josh Aronson yeah. or whatever, yeah, and instead right. it's like, go ask Josh, or you know.
Yeah, but I think I got on Twitter. I didn't know what Twitter was, but Eden Shore, I don't know. You know Eden Shore? Eden, she was in The Middle. It's a real funny girl from The Middle, the show The Middle. Anyway.
Is she the girl?
Yeah, she's the
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, she's really
daughter.
Funny.
She's
uh-huh.
really super funny.
Yes.
But she was like, Ken, there's this new thing called Twitter. You should get on. And so I think I was able to actually
yes.
get in early and get my name before some other Ken went.
Isn't
in.
That a dream? Yeah. To me, I'm always like, wow, I am on the ground floor of this technology because
right,
right, right. I got my own name.
Yeah, right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I
right.
am Betsy Stover on at Twitter. But in the in, yeah, but now I'm getting my own website and I'm like, BetsyStover.net. I think I'm Betsy. I think I'm going to be Betsy Stover dot party.
Ah, nice.
Which I like. Dot
I like
party.
That. Dot party.
Dot party.
Sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A, yeah.
I don't know.
Are you a party planner?
No, I'm just like a part. No. Shit.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Not that.
For all your party planning. Hi, Betsy. I'm thinking a cat party. I hear you're great at making.
Man, I thought it sounded awesome. Betsy Stover dot party. Yeah. My middle name is. Fucking adventure.
It's a party. It's a party every day.
Ken, is there anything people that you've been working on that people can see?
Sure. Yeah. Let me see. What do I have coming up?
I feel like you work constantly.
I do. I have those three expensive kids. I have to. I wish I could retire, but those tuitions just, they don't, you know, I can't pay anybody off quick enough. You know? No. I right now, as we speak, just right before I came here, I'm prepping Grace and Frankie.
Oh,
that's with Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, and Sam Morrison, and Martin
that's a
Sheen.
Terrible cast.
Yes,
yeah,
terrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're so unprofessional. You know, never know. They are great. I love them. I've been doing the show about 3 or 4 years, and then I have an episode of Good Girls coming on in a couple of weeks on NBC.
Yeah,
and Blackish, and
is there a new? There's a new season coming out.
Of Blackish?
Yeah.
Well, it's out right now, but it's great. The end of the season. It's
okay.
The end of the season.
Oh, man, I'm way behind.
Yeah, it's okay. The end of the season. And then Superstore and what else?
I can't
no
imagine.
Deal.
I can't believe there's anything
no
else.
I mean, but it's just what I do. I mean, I'm just rolling. I just keep moving. You know?
You're out there mowing the lawn.
Yeah, mowing the lawn, cleaning up dog poop every day. Kids don't know how to clean up dog poop. doing those shows. And then I just found a feature that I'm really excited about doing. It's called Drunk Dial. And Myself and DeWanda Weiss and Alano Miller are producing it. They're producing it. I'm directing it. And we are just trying to get some money. So if there's anybody out there that's $5 million, we need it.
Cool. You know what? That's great. And we will take some too.
A finder's fee. Finder's fee.
I mean, if they're giving,
right. You know,
that reminds me. For some reason, I wanted to say to everyone listening, thank you for your supportive emails and for your lovely reviews on Apple Podcasts. We have such a supportive audience,
yeah.
And I so value you all. And I just wanted to say thank you. I feel like we never say that, especially like in our Facebook group. I feel like it's such a beautiful community of people, and it's so supportive, and it makes me feel so proud to be a part of it. And I just want to, but it's a two-way street, you mm-hmm. know, and we get so much love from you all. And I just want to say thank you and let you know how much we really do see that and actively appreciate that.
It's really exciting. I mean, it's interesting because you're talking about it and you just told the story that kind of sparked this idea of this show.
Mm-hmm.
And to think about where we've come from that story to where we're at now.
Yes. Like,
it's nice to see it's kind of become its own thing. And it's wonderful to see. And we don't say thank you enough, but thank you, because it's why we continue to do it.
Yeah, you are all doing a great job. Yeah. Ken.
I want to thank you guys since thank yous are flying around. And I want to thank you guys for having me over, you know, because I admire what you do. You guys are two of the funniest women I know.
Oh, that is so lovely.
No, but really, and I jumped at the chance to do it when you asked me to come do it. So, great.
Well, thank you.
I'm so honored that you came on our show. Thank you.
Super fun.
Well, Ken, at the end of every show, we always tell our guest, and I think this is very truthful and honest. You are doing a great job. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I mean,
thank you.
At everything, but specifically at parenthood.
Thank you. And you know what? I got to tell you, to be honest with you, I am really, really super proud of my kids. And I give it all, you know, I give most of it. I'm not going to say all, but most of it, 99% to my wife. Because I work so much and she's there. She's the constant. We have two in diapers at the same time. And, you know, and just all the way through. And she put her career on hold. She was in production as well. She used to work for Castle Rock. And when we made the decision for her to stay home, and she really sacrificed a lot. And the result are great kids.
Yeah.
You know, and they really are great kids. It was like I said, it was our fault about their little chores, but they are great kids and smart and funny and great. So.
Yeah. Well, I met one of your sons. I just remembered.
Oh, Mason. You did.
That's
the one that goes to USC.
Okay.
Was he what?
Yeah. I couldn't remember if he was your youngest or your middle.
He's the middle.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was lovely.
Yeah. That's why I forgot he helped out on that project.
He's a really nice kid. Yeah. All right. Well,
Betsy, you're doing a great job.
Thank you, Amanda.
I tell you every week, and I mean it every week. You're doing a great job. The fact that you sat and held that kid in the rocking chair. But that's what it's about.
Yeah, it really is. I really liked it. Honestly, I was like, I wish he would ask me to hold him in a rocking chair all the time.
Yeah.
I never get to hold this kid. He's always like yelling at me. So it was really nice it was really weird too, because it was like, oh my God, I used to nurse you in this chair. And he's like, barely fits now.
Yeah.
Big person.
I know.
I had to tell him the birds and the bees car today. Oh my God, how did I not talk about that? I just blocked it out, you guys.
Wow. Save
it. I explained what sex was in the car. Oh my God. Okay, well I'll talk about that.
Oh, you got a story. I'm going to be awkward the whole time.
Amanda can't talk about sex. It makes her crawl out of her skin.
Amanda. I'm not ready for it.
Well, get fucking ready. Giddy up.
Amanda, you are doing a great job.
I am doing a great job at not doing anything for the holidays.
You are doing a great job at setting boundaries.
True. That's what it is.
Holiday expectations.
It's not laziness. It's just boundaries.
No, girl. It is not laziness. It's good, I think, to be like, fuck this leprechaun bullshit.
Yep. Yeah.
Nah.
No.
You can't buy into all this.
No. Nope. Who's got time?
Not doing it. Not doing it. Next year, they're going to make a leprechaun catching. I just know it. But not doing it. They don't come to our house. But thank you.
They only go to Spanish people's houses.
Oh, that's my favorite part. Like...
So we're not Spanish, so leprechauns don't come here. No, right. Not the end. Hey, if you like the show, please subscribe. And, you know, it's a free show, so a way that you can pay us is to rate it and review it.
Yep. And if you like it, make sure to tell your friends about it.
Tell everybody, especially tell your mom group. Please follow us on Twitter at Mommy Drinks Show and on Instagram at Why Mommy Drinks Podcast. Like us on Facebook.
Yeah, join our Facebook group. We have a great Facebook group, Mommy Drinks.
That's right. It's a whole community of listeners. It's super fun. It's super supportive. Also, send us your parenting nightmares. Send us your shit shows. Email them to us at whymommydrinkspodcast@gmail.com. And you can leave a message on our hotline.
Call me with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Call me with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Call me with your shit show.
424-279-8842.
So if you find yourself proud of your child because they were able to keep the vomit on the inside.
What a soldier.
He's a tough guy.
Or you survived a trip to the sporting goods store with two kids in tow. Or you realize that leprechauns just aren't your thing. Know what? You're doing a great job.
Why Mommy Drinks.
Campfire.